What was the defendant doing with your car?
I asked her specifically to hold on to it and leave it parked.
Exes play the blame game.
So you rear-ended another car?
Yes.
Your fault?
Yes.
But there's enough blame to go around.
The car was towed, and it was towed because why?
The registration expired.
And whose fault was that?
My fault.
So why are we here?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. James Keiser is suing his former friend, Tammy Rosales, for totaling his SUV while he was in prison.
Order. All rise.
Now, it's case number 183 on the calendar, in the matter of Keiser versus Rosales.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, ma'am. Have a seat, please.
Mr. Keiser, while you were incarcerated, you allowed Miss Rosales, who was a friend of your girlfriend.
Yes, Your Honor.
To drive your car.
That's correct, Your Honor.
She had an accident with the car. The car was towed. You no longer have the car. You want her to pay for the car.
Yes, Your Honor.
That's pretty much what it's about. Miss Rosales says that she did, in fact, have an accident with the car. The car was, in fact, towed. She was more than happy to get the car out of tow. However, she could not get the car out of tow because it wasn't titled in her name. It's not her responsibility. So let's start out with, when were you incarcerated?
In February of 2012, Your Honor.
For what?
A family matter.
You're never incarcerated for a family matter?
Yes, Your Honor.
Was it a domestic violence?
Yes, Your Honor.
Then it was an assault?
Yes.
So you were incarcerated for assault. Was it a violation of a protective order, or was it the assault itself?
It was the assault itself.
And who was the family member?
My girlfriend at the time.
Did you have a trial?
No, Your Honor, I pled to the charge.
Now, you were incarcerated from February 2012 until when?
Till April 15th of 2013.
And how long did you know Miss Rosales?
That time, approximately 2 months, give or take.
So in February of 2012, you had known her for 2 months?
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, why did you give her permission to use your car?
I was asked to do so at the bequest of my girlfriend at the time.
Well, she asked you if she could use the car. The question is, why did you give her permission to use the car?
Because the vehicle was going to sit and no one's going to use it. I saw no harm in letting her use the vehicle, as long as she had the vehicle fully insured, which I believe she was going to be done with.
Did you ever see proof of insurance?
No, Your Honor, because I was incarcerated.
See proof of insurance. When you had the car, did you have insurance?
Yes, Your Honor, I did.
Did you cancel your insurance?
Yes, Your Honor,
I did. Do you have any proof of that?
Not with me, Your Honor.
Well, where did you think you were coming today?
I didn't think the proof of my insurance really mattered.
It is. Of course it matters. Now, do you have proof that you insured the car?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it. When was your accident?
March 10th, 2012.
And tell me about the accident, because the car then was insured by you at that time.
Correct.
Tell me about the accident.
I was taking home one of Berdine's friends, and upon going underneath an underpass, a vehicle should have taken a right, decided to go north on the freeway, and I ended up under the underpass, broke left, and T-boned the vehicle.
And what?
I had turned left to not hit the vehicle, so we collided on the corner of the engine.
Was the car totally damaged?
Front end damage on the passenger side only.
Your Honor, I'm sorry. May I say something? I was, I saw the vehicle after.
I didn't ask you anything. Okay. Now, in order to get the insurance on the car, is there anything that you had to present to the insurance company?
No, ma'am. I actually added it onto my insurance, which was covering another vehicle at the time.
The VIN number on this car is what VIN number?
It would match the registration that's in my hand as well.
I'd like to see that. And I'd also like to see the title to the car.
All I got is just the copy of the registration. The title of the car was...
Title.
The title of the car that is no longer in my possession.
Where is it?
The actual title of the vehicle was in the apartment that she lived in. It was in my file box underneath the TV.
Did you communicate that to her?
I made that apparently available to Miss Riggs over here, the information via a letter.
Okay. Now, since they could have the title, but they're not you...
Yes, ma'am.
they couldn't go and retrieve that unless they had some sort of authority from you.
That is correct, Your Honor.
What did you get to her?
I got a notarized letter to Ms. Riggs stating the fact that she could do anything and everything to the vehicle that needed to be done in order to retrieve.
I'd like to see that.
I believe Tammy has the actual...
I'd like to see it. Oh, well, this doesn't give her. Is this what you're talking about?
There should be a letter in there just giving her information to retrieve items from the vehicle and whatever
else. Well, that's what it says.
Yes.
It doesn't give her permission to get the vehicle.
I was told the vehicle was total and the insurance company was going to take care of it.
I don't know about that.
I have a letter that was written.
Did you get money from the insurance company?
No, ma'am. Neither party did.
Listen to me, Mr. Kaiser. This doesn't give anybody permission to get the car out of impound. This was signed by you July 18th, 2012, and this says, I give permission to Beth Riggs, is that you?
Yes, Your Honor.
To remove any and all property that she feels should be removed from the 2002 Saturn. As I am the solo owner of the car and I can't do it myself, Ms. Riggs can remove anything that she thinks is of importance to her or anyone that may be with her.
Yes, Your Honor, because the letter that I received from Ms. Riggs told me that the vehicle was totaled out.
Okay.
And I have that
letter.
Does
somebody have a copy? I'd like to see that letter.
And I was going off that information that I received.
By the way, did you have collision or just liability on the car?
Liability only at the time.
Liability. Okay, got it. Well, it's a 2002 car. You were driving the car. It's your responsibility. You didn't have collision insurance, which means that they weren't going to pay for any damage to the car or the car itself. What they would pay for is if she had an accident and hurt somebody. That's the difference between, I'm sure you had the same
yes,
kind of
sure.
insurance. Okay. Mr. Kaiser, when did you purchase this car allegedly from your mother?
That would have been in June of 2011.
And at that time, the car had 150 some odd thousand miles on it.
251, yes.
Okay, so Bert, could we look up, please, the value of a 2002 Saturn that had probably, let's say, 180,000 miles on it by the time it was in the accident?
This is a truck.
It falls under the truck category, yes.
2002 body model type, it says UT.
Utility? Okay.
Give me all the numbers, please.
Okay. 2100
mm-hmm.
as private party good.
Mm-hmm.
Trading good is 1200. Very good is 1325.
Now, is that with the all-wheel drive, which this vehicle was, the V6?
It's all-wheel drive.
Okay.
Because according to Kelley Blue Book value here, which I'm looking at that I print up this morning, the actual vehicle value is $3,815 in good condition. Excellent condition is $3,965, and fare is $2,365.
Were you looking at the same car? 2000 Saturn model type UT.
Those are the numbers I'm getting.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,700. Thank you, that's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
When I gave the vehicle to Ms. Rosales...
I was taking her friend home when I was in a collision.
I was told that she was an excellent driver, not to worry about the vehicle.
I ended up with some hand damages in the end.
Just pretty much that my vehicle was totaled out.
I'm done.
I just move forward from here.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hodge versus Schmidt. Step forward.
22-year-old Rachel Hodge is suing her ex-girlfriend, Danielle Schmidt, for the value of a car. Rachel says her vehicle was impounded when Danielle drove it with no registration.
Ms. Hodge, it is your claim that the defendant owes you what you paid for a car.
Yes.
Defendant had an accident while driving your car?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, I was on my way to work. And
you were driving her car?
I was driving her vehicle, yes. And I was driving and I went and hit on the brakes and they slipped and I went into the back of the...
So you rear-ended driver. Another car?
Yes.
Your fault?
Yes.
Was the car damaged?
No, it was just a light tap.
So what happened?
It's because the brakes were faulty.
So what happened to her car?
It
I don't know whether the brakes were faulty or not. You rear-ended
the
another
brakes,
car.
Well, the police had came. And then because I told them the brakes were faulty, they towed the car. And then the tow truck driver had given me a ride home. And then when the police officer had called the tow truck driver and said, I will be sending her a ticket in the mail for failed registration, that it had expired. And they sent me a ticket in the mail for registration.
And?
And that's it. They towed the car.
And?
That was it.
Where were you?
I was in an Integrity House treatment facility in Newark, New Jersey. And at the time I was an inpatient. I started there August 2nd, so I was there currently at that time.
What was the defendant doing with your car?
I specifically gave her, didn't give her, but I told her to hang on to the car for me August 2nd. It was the last day I saw the vehicle because unfortunately at the time I wasn't allowed to have any vehicles in my access or in my care. So I asked her specifically to hold on to it and leave it parked because the registration was due to expire in September. And at the time she was
using... Where was she supposed to park it? If you park it on the street with an expired registration, they're going to tow it.
At the time I didn't know and I would just had no other choice. I didn't know that at that time that like after it expires, it can't be on the side of the road.
But I'm telling you that. You're supposed to know it. Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When she dropped me off at the facility in my car. That's what you wrote.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was an accident.
Well,
I meant
no.
to say in the ex-girlfriend's vehicle.
You mean only part of it is true and part of it is not true.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rachel Hodge says ex-girlfriend Danielle Schmidt is responsible for her car being impounded while she was in rehab.
Now, why didn't you take care of renewing the registration before you went into Integrity House?
At the time, the registration was still good in August. Unfortunately, I didn't have any finances at the time because I was homeless prior to me being there, and I had to take care of other fines. So I really didn't have any money.
So what happened was that the car was towed, and it was towed because why?
The registration expired.
And whose fault was that?
My fault.
So why are we here?
Because of the fact that she was supposed to be taking care of the car and holding on to it for me and not driving the vehicle, and she specifically drove the vehicle knowing the registration expired in September. I made it specifically clear, and I gave her the letter that the registration expired in September. Please do not drive the vehicle. And I have the police report.
Oh, no, I would like to see a copy of the letter that you gave her.
She has it.
There was no letter that she had given me about the registration. Otherwise,
she drove you to the facility, is that right?
Yes.
She dropped you off.
Yes.
Which means she had to get home somehow.
Yes. She had another vehicle.
Just a second. Were you friends?
We were dating at the time.
So if she had another vehicle, why was she using your vehicle to take you to the facility?
I have no idea why she was using
the vehicle. Well, but then you would have asked that question. Why are you taking my car? Let's park my car someplace.
We did take her ex-girlfriend's vehicle and drop me off at an Integrity House. My car was parked at her house. That was the last time I saw it was at her house.
When she dropped me off at the facility in my car. That's what you wrote.
Did I?
Yes.
I'm sorry. It was an accident.
Well,
I meant
no.
to say in the ex-girlfriend's vehicle.
No. When she dropped me off at the facility in my car, I asked her if she would mind keeping the Saturn parked at her place while I was in treatment.
Yes.
I was going to be there 6 months, during which time the registration was set to expire.
Yes.
That's all one thing.
Okay.
So you mean only part of it is true and part of it is not true?
No, I meant to say her ex-girlfriend's vehicle.
Well, you didn't
mine
say
was at the
you didn't say that. You said in okay. my car.
Okay.
Specifically.
Yeah.
In my car.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The registration wouldn't have expired if it was a year's registration until February of 2013.
It's a long story, but basically, he never had it registered underneath his name. It was registered underneath his friend's mother's name.
This is all getting very, very seedy.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rachel Hodge says ex-girlfriend Danielle Schmidt is responsible for her car being impounded while she was in rehab.
Now, why were you, just my own information, why were you using her car that day?
My ex's?
Her car.
Oh, her car? That day? Because I was using it.
On the day of the accident.
On the day of the accident. Because she said I could use the car while she was gone. She said.
I'm asking you why you were using her car that day.
I was on my way to work.
Don't you have a car?
At the time, I did not know.
Now, if you were on your way to work, and the registration on this car had expired, and you parked the car at work, and they towed the car, whose responsibility is that?
I believe hers because...
No, yours! You're driving the car. There's a sticker on the car. It tells you when the car's registration expires. That's not a secret. That's how the police know.
Its inspection was fine. The registration, I never got pulled over in that vehicle. I never looked at the registration.
You mean there's not something... Where do you live?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
In New Jersey. In New Jersey, you mean there's not something on the sticker of your car that indicates when the registration expires?
No, that's the inspection sticker.
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
The registration is a card. And an inspection sticker is in the lower left-hand windshield. I have my registration from my previous car, if you'd like to see how it would be.
No. Oh.
Okay.
Is that how it works? Were you?
I've only had a California license.
And what do they do in California?
It's on your license plate.
It's on your license plate.
Yeah, the month and the...
The month and the year of
the year.
Yeah. So that's how a police officer will know that the registration is expired and can give you a ticket, doesn't have to stand at your car and wait for you to come out and say, may I please see your registration? That's why they know. They can look at either the license plate or something in the window and it says this registration is expired. Otherwise, we'd have a lot of cops standing around cars saying, I wonder if this registration is expired. Let me just wait around here and see.
Judge Judy continues. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Meanwhile, Ms. Schmidt, I actually think that you're responsible for the loss of this car. I'm going to tell you why I think you're responsible for the loss of this car. Because you have a responsibility to see to it that the registration is up to date on a car, that the inspection is up to date on a car, that you are driving, if you care. Clearly, you didn't care. Now, you had been using this car clearly for a couple of months at the time that you were in an accident that was your fault. And but for the fact that you were in an accident, the car may have never been towed. It may have been towed right from where you were parked near your work. But for your actions and being negligent and rear-ending another car, this car would not have come to the attention of the police. And you were using it, and you're under an obligation to see to it that the car's inspection is up to date. So, when did you purchase this car?
I purchased it in February of 2012.
From whom?
From one of my friends out on the streets in New Jersey. His name's Steven.
Bird, we need a really old book. I want you to get one that has whiskers on it. Because you're going to go in the back right here, see if you can find it, and tell me what a 1997 Saturn in not so terrific condition is. By the way, when did you buy it from Stephen in 2012 month?
February.
February of 2012?
Yes.
Well, then the registration wouldn't have expired if it was a year's registration until February of 2013.
Well, there was a lot of difficulties at that time when I had the car. It was registered underneath somebody else's name. It's a long story, but basically, I had finally got it registered because he never had it registered underneath his name. It was registered underneath his friend's mother's name.
This is all getting very, very seedy. And whatever that number is that he's going to give me for the 19, I'm going to at least cut it in half.
Okay.
What is the number?
$750.
$750.
$750.
Judgment for the plaintiff for the amount of $350. That's all.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I was actually giving her money for gas and tolls, and she was spending it on drugs.
I wasn't using the money for drugs because she never gave me money because she's broke.
And there was a stockpile of Easy Passes from her running the tolls.
The Easy Pass situation was because she would beg me to run the tolls so that way I could come see her.
Because we were dating, and I wanted her to get better, and...
How are you going to give somebody money when you don't even have money yourself?
She had actually admitted everything to me, that she cheated on me while being gone.
Sir, she's just being very vindictive and spiteful because she hates life and hates herself.
And that she was getting high behind my back every time she went home.
That, you know what, women have the same intentions of a man and not to trust any female or man.
Her getting high and manipulating everybody else makes me look like a fool.
I can move on in my life and I finally have some closure that I don't have a vehicle anymore, but that's okay because...
Never to trust anybody again.
You know, I will get another one and I will be driving past her laughing at her, so...